American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show, broadcasting nationwide across the country on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. All of it coming from the ATL, brought to you and presented to you by X Insurance. I have fun news about X Insurance. I was working with Logan at X Insurance earlier today. I spoke with Rick Lindsay, the CEO, and they were thrilled to welcome me as a policyholder. And I'll tell you about that later in the program, because I had a custom policy built specifically for my needs. We'll describe that later. But suffice to say, those of you who might be new to the program, it is a concealed carry policy, liability and legal, liability protection and legal protection. And I'll get into that later. We'll talk about that a lot more on the Sunday MonsterCast as well. But a lot going on today. First of all, very strange day today. I don't know about your day, but my day is flying right by, to the tune that all of a sudden it was time to go airtime, and I thought, I need to get myself in the studio. And when I sat down, the 6 minutes elapsed. I mean, it's just the whole day has been like that. And that's not a bad thing, but I don't want my days to be flying by so fast. I want them to slow down a little bit so we can talk a little bit more about what's going on out there today. First off, Trump, the COVID gig announcement. My son actually was the one that notified me of that this morning early at about 6 a.m. I had not flipped on any quote unquote news. I say news anymore with air quotes around it. But it was my son that yelled down the steps that Donald Trump and Melania Trump had tested positive for coronavirus. And I will give a personal statement right now. My father-in-law has tested positive in Ohio, and he is in a nursing facility. So we are saying prayers for him at his age and the facility that he is in up in Ohio. But we did just find that out a couple days ago. So the stuff is real. Don't get me wrong. It's real. But none of that, and I don't think it would stop Donald Trump, and it certainly won't stop me from telling you that we have to go on with our lives. We have to go on with our lives. America cannot shut down again like Biden made it very clear he wants to do. He will destroy the U.S. economy. Jobs report was great today. Unemployment numbers were down 7.9%, if I'm not mistaken, and Trump is 100% correct. If he is reelected, this economy will roar back in ways this nation and the world have never seen. What, and I can't say it disheartens me, because it doesn't in any way, shape, or form. We know there are hateful people out there. And to read some of the tweets from these moronic idiots in Hollywood who somehow feel that what they say matters. Tom Arnold is one that comes to mind, tweeting out, he says, regarding Hope Hicks, Trump's advisor. He says something along the lines, I'm not quoting directly from it, I'm paraphrasing what he said. Thoughts and prayers are no good, for she needs to hear from us. And he tweets out her cell phone number. I mean, these are hateful, deceitful people. I hope there's legal ramification to him for that. And let me just tell you one thing. Karma is a really bad word, Tom Arnold. And by the way, you don't look real good. I saw the latest pictures of you. You don't look real good. Maybe that's karma in action. To somebody whose claim to fame is marrying Roseanne Barr, you know, that tells you pretty much all you need to know about that clown. But, you know, and then others like Patricia Arquette. Anybody over 50 or under 50 or even 60 probably doesn't even know who this clown is anymore. And Fox News makes a statement about how Patricia Arquette claims that, not a statement, but actual column about what Patricia Arquette thinks Donald Trump is going to downplay as we go into flu season. And who cares what Patricia Arquette thinks? Maybe I should care about what Macaulay Culkin thinks. Why doesn't Fox interview Macaulay Culkin? Let's all get his opinion, right? So this is just a sad testament to where we are today. Trump is feeling energetic, according to headlines. He's carrying out all of his duties. He's going to quarantine. It's as simple as that. There is no change, I guess, according to the vice presidential debates, where we're going to watch Kamala Harris come out swinging from the left, and we're going to watch Mike Pence swing from the right. And I can promise you right now, if Pence stays on point and goes after her, like Trump should have gone after Biden, law enforcement Democrat-run cities burning, gun control plans, gun confiscation plans, and the economy, the economics of what Trump, what the Trump administration has done in the first 3.5 years of his administration, he will wipe the floor with that socialist. It's that simple. There's no other way around it. So I'm hopeful that that happens as well. All right. So Trump, our prayers are with Donald Trump and Melania Trump. And you know what? I pray for those haters out there as well, too. Vile, despicable, vicious people. And it just shows you how they are. And I got to say this about Alyssa Milano. See, I've always thought Alyssa Milano is hot. Am I allowed to say that? Is a man allowed to call a woman hot? Not just hot, but smoking hot. I think she's beautiful. Am I allowed to say that, or am I going to get in trouble? Hey, Alyssa, I think you're hot. I'm saying that because I want to, because I'm a man and I think you're beautiful. There, can I say that? Your politics suck. I'm, but I got to be really, really careful here. But Alyssa Milano said, I had it. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemies. And her tweet was, you know, so you got to be transparent there. I thought that was a respectful tweet. You know, I got to throw credit where it's due, right? Plus, I think she's hot, even when she's at a gun control rally. What can I tell you? I'm just funning with you. The left goes crazy. That's probably an assault now, right? I'll probably have cops at my door, probably have complaints filed against me. Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Let's give you some good numbers for today. Recent NSSF is reporting this, and I love this. I've seen some analysis of these numbers. I have to dig into them a little bit more. But let's just say the crime data for 2019 released by the FBI is not a good thing for the Biden, Kamala, or should I say Harris-Biden campaign. Americans need to know what's going on here and the difference between Trump and Biden when it comes to Biden's calls for gun control. We've covered some of that on the radio broadcast in the past. He lays out his confiscatory plan for us right there on the front of his website. It's right there for you to read. We'll go back to it today because I need you to hear it, particularly as it pertains to these numbers that the NSSF gave us and pointed out. Because here's what it is. As Election Day draws closer, Americans need to be well aware of the differences between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden when it comes to their Second Amendment rights. Here's the deal. Violent crime has been dropping like a stone. According to the FBI's 2019 Uniform Crime Report, both the numbers of violent crime and the rate dropped in 2019 compared to 2018. The total number of violent crimes was 3.8% below the 2010 level, and the violent crime rate per 100,000 inhabitants fell 9.3% from the 2010 estimate. This is 2019 numbers from the FBI. And as you remember, if you were listening yesterday, Dave Workman, journalist extraordinaire, guns are his beat, Dave Workman, journalist extraordinaire, was referring to FBI crime numbers. You can take those to the banks because that's all they do is crunch numbers at the FBI. Here's what they were per this, per state, broken down by this, and this is what we have. What does Biden want to do? Biden wants to reduce violent crime, which is being reduced now dramatically at historic levels, by coming after your military-style assault weapons. Meanwhile, let's put this in perspective for you. I've got a couple minutes here in the segment, so we'll do that. Because here's what you have to consider. Gun ownership is skyrocketing. Back in 2010, the number of modern sporting rifles, AR-15s, what the socialist Marxist communists masquerading as former Democrats like to tell you or call assault weapons, even though there is no such thing. But they refer to that. The numbers are skyrocketing. An estimated 20 million people have those weapons. In addition, it's the most popular rifle in America. Meanwhile, less than 500 people are killed by rifles of any kind all year, and those numbers are dropping. And that includes other rifles, not just. This is so basic. It's laughable when you look at how the media, you know, pushes this narrative and then puts it out there for people to think. And there are suckers out there every day who hear this garbage from the left, by the way, who won't even talk about gun control in swing states because they don't want you to know it. A lie of omission. This is extremely dangerous. But this is so laughable to me. At the same time, the NSSF adjusted data from the National Instant Criminal Background Check, the NICS check as you know it, suggests that firearms transactions overall rose by nearly 40 6% in that 10-year period. Their continued drop in violent crime, while the number of sporting rifles in the U.S. has soared to what they say is more than 18 million in circulation today. And the NSSF has a pretty good idea of what that number is. I'm going to submit to you that that number is probably higher than that when you consider people like me who have, oh, let's say, more than one of those type of guns available to them in their home safes, myself included. It's a simple way to ensure, according to the NSSF and according to me and according to you, Saved by the Bell here, this is a clear indication that Biden's proposed ban has nothing to do with reduction in crime. It's simply a way to ensure that Americans are not allowed to choose whether and how to exercise their constitutional right to bear arms, any arm they choose. They just keep getting exposed every day. More when we come back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Looks like we lost Mark, so we're going to go with a backup. Sorry.
Shanto, you got a copy there, bud? Am I back to you? Shanto, do we have you back there, bud?
Yeah, I was just going to go to backup.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. We had a couple computer glitches here. Looks like we had a little computer glitch here as we were coming back from the break. But the break, I want to apologize.
I was just talking. I was calling you, and I couldn't hear you. And then I heard you, and then I couldn't hear you, so...
Well, you know, listeners, I'm just going to blame Sean because he's down there at the network and it's his fault. You don't blame me. I'm in front of the microphone. I'm drinking
already. I don't need no help.
I'm drinking coffee out of a Trump 2020 mug, Defender coffee, talking about Gun Broker. You know, I'm convinced that there's just a lot of people out there don't like what we talk about. You know that? Sean, is that conspiratorial for me to say that?
Well, it depends.
I guess it depends. It does depend. Welcome back to the program. Man, here's the deal. This segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com. This is the GunBroker.com Daily Defense Studios. I am, of course, Mark Walters, as long as they keep me on the airwaves.
The thing is a conspiracy.
The whole thing is a conspiracy? What's a conspiracy?
The beer mug.
The beer mug. Oh, you know, I let me go back to that and just I want to talk with you about that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Sean was referring to a segment that I was referring to, the funniest segment that ever occurred on Armed American Radio. But Sean, stop throwing me off. It's been a weird day. Let me go back over to my introduction because I am drinking Defender coffee in the GunBroker.com studios out of a Trump 2020 mug. And if you want to watch the program live, you can do that. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And I am talking to you on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, and all of it's being brought to you by all of our sponsors, but presented to you in this format and in this studio by X Insurance, where my policy is now binding as of today. I'm really thrilled about that. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I'm going to go back to the crime stats for just a moment, and then I want to talk to you about one of the biggest goofballs in the Democrat Party I've ever seen in my life, and that says a lot when you compare that to people like Stacey Abrams, who still thinks she's the governor. When 50,000 people failed to vote for her, or she lost by a stadium full of people, stadium and half, and she still can't. I mean, have you ever noticed that the Democrat Party, what do they call them, the rising stars, are all losers? Stacey Abrams being one. I'll tell you who the goofball is. He hails from Georgia, but he was written up by the Free Beacon by our friend Stephen Gutowski recently, and this guy's one of the biggest clowns out there. We'll go there in just a minute. I'll tease you. I'll save that one for you. Well, let's go back to some of the crime numbers from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, or from the FBI, I should say, that the NSSF wants us to see. Because these numbers matter. Because there's a sucker born every day. As I told you, there are people who fall for the garbage when they hear Biden talk about, we have to ban these weapons of war. We have to get them off our street. We have to get rid of these assault weapons. Meanwhile, there are more of them in the United States of America than there was in 2010, now at 2020. Millions more, to be exact, millions upon millions, tens of millions of these very wildly popular, as Trump would say, very, very wildly popular. I call them, you know, I just refer to it what they refer to it as. They call them assault weapons. We call them modern sporting rifles or MSRs. The continued drop in violent crime, while the number of MSRs in the U.S. has soared to more than 18 million in circulation today, is a clear indication that Biden's proposed ban has nothing to do with reducing crime. It is simply a way to ensure Americans are not allowed to choose whether and how to exercise their constitutional right to bear arms. That leads me back to the original question I ask all the time. What is it about the socialist agenda, the communist Marxist socialist agenda, formerly masquerading as former Democrat Party, that has to have you disarmed? Just like they did and are continuing to do in the state of Virginia, which, by the way, will be child's play when it comes to the federal level under a Biden administration, a Democrat-controlled Nancy Pelosi House. Can you imagine this? Along with a Chuck Schumer, who, by the way, these people have been there far too long. This is the problem in this country. These people, they've all been there far too long. There's no fresh ideas. The hatred, we're just living through a part of American history where we have gotten to the point where we are fed up. We're fed up. We've just gotten here. Back to Angry Mark. So he just crawl right out of the box today. The data shows that the number of homicides, to stay on point, with any type of rifle was once again low, representing only 3% of homicides in 2019. 3%. This is the same proportion as was estimated in 2010 and is far below the 11% of homicides committed with knives or even the 4% committed with hands and feet. More people beat the crap out of somebody or kick the snot out of somebody with hands and feet than kill anybody with all rifles combined. This includes the AK-47, the hated, vaunted AR-15, the assault rifles. More people get the snot kicked out of them with feet and pummeled with hands. Far more in double digits with knives. Why is, but if they're talking about a reduction in crime, why aren't they talking about a reduction in knives or cutting off people's feet and hands? If you use logic, which is impossible to do with the Democrat Party because you get this kind of stuff, because there's no logic to it. So if you follow this to its logical conclusion, it's logically concluded that Biden couldn't care less about crime reduction. He wants to get rid of your firearms. He doesn't want you having them. Why? Why? And why are they spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it? Interesting question. With the high levels of civil unrest in 2020, there is a broad expectation that next year's report will show higher crime data when it's released. And that probably is true, because of the crime rising astronomically in Democrat-controlled cities during Democrat-sanctioned civil violence, known as a riot, and unrest in this country, in Democrat-controlled cities. Remember, show Mark Walters an American city in decay, and Mark Walters will show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. NSSF continues, however, it is crucial to note that the expected increase is not tied to the long-term trends of more gun owners and less crime. It's critical that those who value their gun rights take note now, because if gun owners fail to get out and vote and are faced with a President Biden, this fact will be distorted to suit his gun control goals, because they're not going to tell you the truth. You're going to see rising crime numbers perpetrated in Democrat-run cities that President Biden would actually use to distort his overall, to distort all of this information to further his agenda. NSSF is right smack on the money with that. They are absolutely correct. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about one of the dopiest, weirdest, I can't even call him a politician. The Democrats like to call him a rising star, but he's never been elected. He's lost one election previously, and he's the goofiest guy you've ever seen. But I'm going to tell you his position on guns, because he's running in support of the Second Amendment. He's a Democrat in the state of Georgia. Fail Democrat. Hasn't won any election. But he wants to support your right to keep and bear arms. The sucker born every day. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Strange day today. I mean, just a strange day. The Democrats, the Communist Socialist Marxists, currently masquerading as former Democrat Party. As I mentioned before, if you show me a city in decay, I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades. Promise. I'm promising you, please. I'll take your money. If you want to take that bet with me, I'll take your money. I'll do it all day long. So I would advise you not to take that bet. But AWR Hawkins, I just saw this pop into my my deal now. I haven't gotten to researching anything from AWR. I won't do that until tomorrow. But he's got a piece out today. 18 of top AWR Hawkins, of course, for those of you who might be new to the show. Breitbart News, Second Amendment writer, Dr. AWR Hawkins, PhD, and longtime political analyst and contributor on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. And this show, he was on the show earlier in the week. His highlight, his headline is 18 of top 20 cities with projected highest murder rates have Democrat mayors. New York Times report based on projections for 2020 shows 18 of the top 20 cities for homicides have Democrat mayors. This should not surprise you. St. Louis, Mayor Crewson, Democrat. Baltimore, Mayor Bernard Young, Democrat. Terrible mayor, by the way. And these people, when you say their names, you know they're just terrible. Detroit, Mike Duggan, Democrat. New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, Democrat. Cleveland, Frank Jackson, Democrat. Kansas City, Mayor Quinton Lucas, Democrat. Cincinnati, Mayor John Cranley, Democrat. Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, Democrat. Chicago, of course, Lori Lightfoot, Beetlejuice. Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, Democrat. Philadelphia, Jim Kinney, Democrat. Washington, Mayor Muriel Bowser, Democrat. Louisville, Greg Fisher, Democrat. Miami, Mayor Francis Suarez, Republican. That's shocking, by the way. But because let me tell you, those Republicans in Southeast Florida, they're just ours with ours. That's all they are. Believe me. Indianapolis, Mayor Joe Hogsett, Democrat. Oakland, Libby Schaff, Democrat. Toledo, Kapczuskiewicz, whatever, Mayor, Democrat. Just call Mayor Wade Kapczuskiewicz a Democrat because he's a Democrat. Mayor G.T. Bynum in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is a Republican. Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, Democrat. And, of course, Greensboro Mayor Nancy B. Vaughn is a Democrat as well. And those are per capita numbers, not necessarily the largest, but those are per capita figures. The Times also, according to AWR, took a look back at the 10 U.S. cities with the highest murder rates in 2019. All 10 are Democrat-controlled. The Times contends more cities are run by Democrat mayors than by Republican ones. And then, but, this is classic of the New York. This is the liberal, hateful socialist, communist, Marxist, socialist sympathizing mainstream arm press of the Marxist, socialist, communist, formerly known or running as the former Democrat Party media. This is it. The Times contends more cities are run by Democrat mayors than by Republican ones, but murder is rising pretty much everywhere, regardless of a mere political party. So there's a sucker, a stupid sucker born every single day that will believe this. They feel compelled to say that. Do you know why they said that? Because Donald Trump pointed it out. When Trump pointed that out about Democrat-run cities, the Washington Post tried to fact-check him and made fools of themselves. Again, let me repeat that. The New York Times. More cities are run by Democrat mayors than by Republican ones, but murder is rising pretty much everywhere, regardless of the mayor's political party. Meanwhile, reminds you, 18 of the top 20, all Democrats. Murder's rising everywhere. No, murder's rising everywhere because Democrat-controlled cities, murder is spiking. That's why murders are rising everywhere in cities like New York, in triple-digit increases, in cities like Chicago, where we've been talking about black-on-black murders in Chicago on this program for over 10 years, and nothing gets done about it. But keep electing Democrats to Chicago and expect something different to happen. It's not going to happen. That's the quote of the week, isn't it? More cities are run by Democratic mayors than by Republican ones, but murder is pretty much rising everywhere, regardless of the mayor's political party. On June 29, 2020, Breitbart News reported, that would be AWR Hawkins, that a Washington Post column, see, I hadn't even gotten that far, suggesting Trump was wrong to criticize the violence in Democrat-controlled cities because only 17 of the top 20 most violent cities are run by Democrats. Only 17 of the top 20, so don't do that. But remember, the Times puts the caveat. They're Democrats, but murder's rising everywhere. All right, let's talk about another idiot that wants to be. I ask the question, have you ever noticed that rising stars in the Democrat Party are all losers? Beto O'Rourke, loser. Okay. Stacey Abrams, rising star, widely seen as a rising star. Loser. A loser. Hello. That's because you're a loser. Right? So David Roots, not Stephen Gutowski, over at the Free Beacon, wrote about an individual that we've had to put up with here in Georgia for the last couple election cycles running. And the guy's just a complete idiot. His name is John Ossoff. Yeah, John Ossoff. The guy has never done anything, but he runs. And he doesn't say anything in his ads. He says little things along the lines of, and I don't have, all Americans. Hi, I'm John Ossoff, and I'm running for Senate. All Americans deserve to be free. And I'm the candidate that's going to see to it that all Americans are free. We all deserve freedom. Freedom is part of what makes us Americans. And I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message. This is a kind of stupid – you look at the TV and, I mean, you literally watch and feel your IQ drop when you watch this moron. Ossoff tells voters he'll defend the Second Amendment. But he wants to ban all semi-automatic rifles. All. Every one of them. And here's what – but I grew up around guns. I support the Second Amendment. But John Ossoff – has the endorsement of every major gun control group in the country, including Everytown for Gun Safety. They're all pouring money into his campaign. He's running against Senator Perdue here in the state of Georgia. He is not going to succeed. People across this state look at him and think, who is this guy? What is he talking about? All Americans deserve to be able to shop in a clean grocery store. I'm John Ossoff, and I'm running for Senate, and I'm going to see to it that all Americans shop in a clean grocery store. All grocery stores should be cleaned, and I know there's no reason why here in America, the greatest nation in the world, we shouldn't be able to shop in clean grocery stores. I'm John Ossoff, and I want you to be able to shop in a clean grocery store, and I approve this message. This is the kind of garbage. This guy talks about nothing all day long, stuff like that. Ossoff portrays himself as a protector of gun rights in a new ad that he's airing. If I can get that audio, I'll play it for you tomorrow. Here's what he said. Nothing's more important than keeping Georgians safe. You see what I mean? All Americans deserve. I'm the candidate that's going to keep Georgia safe. Nothing's more important than keeping Georgians safe. And I'm the candidate that's going to keep Georgians safe. Hi, I'm John Ossoff, and I'm running for Senate. And all Georgians have a right to be safe. I'm the candidate that will see to it that all Georgians are safe. And we can do that by protecting the Second Amendment. I grew up around guns. I'm just going to ban all of your semi-automatic rifles in the state of Georgia. Hi, I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message. This is the garbage that we put up with. He actually says, I'll defend our Second Amendment. He's called for a ban on selling semi-automatic rifles, not a particular rifle, but all of them, referring to every semi-automatic rifle as an assault weapon. Such a ban would include the AR-15, the most popular rifle in the United States. Democrats endorsed banning assault weapons at their 2020 national convention. I'm quoting now from David Retz's column, referring to them as assault weapons. Democrats endorsed banning assault weapons at their 2020 national convention as well, and they have made gun control a central part of their legislative priority if they regain full control of Congress. Ossoff was noncommittal on support for a gun buyback when asked by who? MSDNC last year, but said he supported strict licensing for all semi-automatic rifles if they're not banned. You know, the ones that are out there in the wild, all 175 or 250 million of them. But you know what? I'm John Ossoff, and I believe that all Americans have a right to own guns, just not the guns that I like and don't like. So I'll ban all your guns because all Georgians have a right to be safe. Just so we have a right to shop in clean grocery stores. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this stupid message. Unbelievable. There's a sucker born every day that's believing this clown. Back after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider FrontSight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. I am Mark Walters. This is the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. I'm going to tell you a little bit about X because I had a great time with them, learning experience like crazy. And I'll tell you about that before we close out the show today. I want you to know exactly what I did because I want you to take a look at this as well. Very important stuff. All of our sponsors that make this happen every day, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, please visit them. LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, PulseTV.com/armed. We've got a couple new products that we're going to go ahead and push for you that I just talked to the guys the other day on, and you're going to love them. The flashlight was a big seller. We're going to find a couple more products like that that you're really going to love. Of course, xinsurance.com. Get your quote started. Go over there and check out the process. MyPillow.com. The promo code is AAR, Car Arms. This is the Car Arms microphone. Make sure to visit them. And if you can't find a car gun, if you're looking for one on your store shelves, which you probably can't right now, they're in very high demand. Manufacturing is behind. Make sure you head over to gunbroker.com. They got you covered, and it's 100% free. Patricia Huff will be joining me on the Monster broadcast on Sunday. And we know her from gunbroker.com. We're going to have fun with her with some of the best sellers for the previous month in September. Believe it or not, it's already October 2nd. Isn't that crazy? Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Join us. We'll take couch change. We need your assistance. I'll be telling you about an amicus brief that we filed. We joined an amici brief for a Supreme Court case that you're going to love. And I bet when I tell you about it on Sunday, you're probably going to recognize a lot of the decision to do so might be based around ACB's dissent in the case Cantor in Wisconsin. We'll explain all that to you. Suffice to say, she's a great pick. And of course, let's not forget North American Arms, frontsight.com. Please, it's frontsight.com/Mark, frontsight.com/MARK. And the Pulse TV, pulsetv.com/ARMED. You can also text ARMED to 58445 and check out all the cool stuff over there. And let's not forget Defender Coffee. Promo code over there is AAR, AAR. Okay. John Ossoff, I was unable to pull this audio up. Actually, I was able to, but not in enough time. But I wanted you to hear one of these John Ossoff ads. Hi, I'm John Ossoff, and all Georgians need to be safe, and I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to support the Second Amendment, blah, blah, blah. And that's what we need to do. We just all need to come together. I have absolutely no idea what any of that means. But boy, it sure sounds so liberalish, doesn't it? And so kumbaya-ish, and so unicornish, and so socialist, right? And so, just so, oh, just, I want to vote for him because he wants us to all to come together. This is the liberal, this is liberal, there is no policy. Just these stupid statements. And he supports the Second Amendment. Meanwhile, he wants to ban every single semi-automatic gun on the market. In addition to that, he is being funded and is being supported by every single major gun control group in the nation. Yet there are people out there who fall for this every single day. The NRA gave him an F for his stance on gun control. Here's what Purdue says. The people of Georgia want a senator who stands by their convictions, whether they're speaking to folks in Fulton County or Tift County. But John Ossoff seems to have a problem when it comes to telling them the truth, Purdue told the Washington Free Beacon in a statement. And for those of you who don't know Georgia, Fulton County is the Atlanta area. It's the state's most populous county. Tift County is down in rural southern Georgia. So he was making a distinction there between the types of counties there are in this state. The vast majority of Georgia outside the Atlanta metro area is a very rural area. His comment, of course, his campaign, but this has become too typical of lying liberal John Ossoff. He's now trying to cover up his radical anti-Second Amendment record from Georgians. His false claims and lies about protecting the Second Amendment are an effort to pander to one audience in part of the state while appeasing his base in another. And this is what the Democrats are masters at. And we saw John Ossoff. We saw Joe Biden do that the other day, and they do it through lies of omission, telling you one thing over here. Every town for gun safety is actively involved in that type of campaign right now by eliminating their gun control agenda and pushing health care scare in those six swing states. Republicans want to take away your health care. Every town for gun safety seems a little bit off message to me, and it seems that they might or should be anyway, maybe violating some type of campaign law if they're stretching themselves outside of what they get paid for people's donations. I don't donate to the National Rifle Association to talk to me about healthcare or to the Second Amendment Foundation, a 501c3 company, a tax-free organization, to talk to me about healthcare. I donate to them to fight for my gun rights. So I don't know if anybody could, you know, if that's even, I don't know if that's an issue or not. If not, it should be. X Insurance. Let me talk a little bit about that today. The show is being presented to you by xinsurance.com. If you are walking around without some form of policy today, and I mean an insurance policy, because insurance policy is available to you, not a member benefit, not from some third-party insurer of a member benefit program, but an actual insurance company. And here's the process I went through today. And I've been going through this process, but I actually put the pedal to the metal today, paid a premium today, the annual premium, extremely reasonable, and got coverage today from X Insurance. And I went through the process, talked to the agent, discussed my needs, discussed what I had, discussed what I wanted to do, discussed all aspects of coverage. Now, let me make this clear. I would never trust my homeowner insurance to a third-party member benefit. I want top-notch homeowner's insurance. God forbid something happen. I want to know they're going to be there to fix my roof if there's a lightning strike or a storm. I don't want there to be some umbrella thing and some unrated company that I know nothing about that I'm getting coverage because I'm a member of something. I want to talk to an insurance carrier. So I have USAA, top-notch, prime-rated insurance. USAA, they're going to be there. And I know that if I ever need them, and I have, they're going to fix my roof. And they did after a tornado blew through here a number of years ago. I knew I could call them, and I knew I could rely on them. My auto policy right now through USAA. My son turned 16 on Wednesday. He gets his driver's license tomorrow. Guess what happens to my insurance policy tomorrow? It ain't going down. It ain't dropping. It's going up substantially tomorrow. USAA has me covered. They worked with me. I called and I spoke to the agent directly at USAA. And I said, tell me what my options are. Here's my cars. And I'm adding another car into the mix, a total of four. Tell me what I need to do. What can I do over here? This is paid off. What can I do to drop this? Well, you can drop this level on this coverage here because your car is no longer valued at blank. You can do this. And we can bring this in to something reasonable for you. That's how you work with an insurance company. They don't just give me a blanket coverage and say, you have coverage up to blank. And if you wreck your car, call us and we'll decide whether or not we're going to cover you or not. That's not the way it works. And I've had to use USAA auto coverage in the past on three separate occasions. And they were right there for me. Day, night, wind, sleet, rain, didn't matter. A-rated company. They had my back. My boat, I have through GEICO. A-rated company. I know they're going to be there. Now I have my CCW protection through X Insurance, an A-rated company, who, guess what? Built me a custom policy based around my needs today. I bound the coverage earlier, made the premium payment. I'm sleeping easy tonight. It's the real deal. A-rated insurance. And God forbid if I need it, their in-house attorneys are going to go to work for me and handle my claim. I'm off. They're going to get me out, and they're going to fight for me. Xinsurance.com. Big stuff. More to talk about in the coming days and weeks. I'll give you more details. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to see you on the MonsterCast coming up on Sunday. Enjoy your weekend, too.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.